Barb Gabbert, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. This is Barb Schwartz.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. You got to email me. Tell me how it's going.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Well,
this is... And
what?
I see... Hi, this is Donna. And
hi, Donna.
I'm calling.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, everybody. Barbara, you may want to introduce or ask people to say their names if they would like to. We have about 13 people on right now.
Great.
And we'll have more before we're through. So after that, you can go ahead and take over.
Okay. Hold on a minute. I got a new setup here, so I'm still getting the hang of things. And my new place. Sure, let's see.
You're being recorded, everybody, so watch what you say.
Hi, Don, it's Shola.
Hi, I'm so glad you're with us, Shola. That's wonderful.
Yeah, my sister's going to come on soon.
Good, that is great. I know it's very difficult for her, and I know you're a lot later on the East Coast. We do have people on the East Coast, too.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna, this is Amalia.
I'm in New York also.
Oh, hi.
Anybody who wants to say your name, please.
It's Magdalena in Austin.
Oh, Magdalena, I'm so glad you joined us.
Me too. Thank you.
This is Amalia from Las Vegas.
Amalia from Las Vegas.
I'm Carol from Maryland.
And Carolyn from Maryland, and then somebody else was speaking at that same time.
This is Judy Gringo from New Haven.
Judy from New Haven.
Ellen from Detroit.
Ellen from Detroit. Oh, good. Thanks.
Michelle from Miami.
Who's from Miami?
Michelle.
Michelle, great. I'm so glad you're with us.
Warren from Baltimore.
Baltimore. Good.
Lisa and Dave from Long.
Go ahead.
Barbara
from New Jersey.
Okay, I heard somebody from New Jersey and Barbara from something.
And Lisa
Colorado Springs.
And what was
Barb
that last
one? Barb Schwartz from Colorado Springs.
Barb from Colorado Springs.
Lisa
Joyce
and
Dave from Walmart. Here's from Walmart.
Tell them Treva, they're not hearing me. Yeah.
Treva Bell, Fort Wayne.
And Treva's from Indiana. So we have people from all over the place coming in tonight.
Enjoy.
So we're going to get started. And I'm going to let Barbara go ahead. Barbara, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
She's going to host the first part of it, and then we will have a fantastic message from Maine that is very timely. Just given not too many days ago that he wants very much for you all to hear and apply. And I think one of the most important things in this message that you'll be hearing tonight is the importance of fearless. We'll be talking about that. So go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. Well, hi, my name is Barbara Gabbert. It's a challenge to keep track of those of you attending this class, but we'd love to meet you. Is there anyone else who would like to introduce themselves that hasn't spoken up yet?
John Bosley from Detroit.
Oh, hi, from Detroit.
Late from Texas.
Good. Hello. Hold on just a minute, everybody. I'm going to mute people and so that we don't have a lot of background noise. And when you want to speak, just hit *6, say your name and where you're from, and then hit *6 again so that you will be off the soundtrack. Well, hold on a minute here.
Alola.
Okay,
hello.
Barbara, you'll have to hit *6 to get back on. And
right, yes. I'm on again now.
Good, okay. And if anybody else would like to introduce themselves.
Hello.
Lee from it in Texas. Hi,
hi,
Donna.
This is Rebecca from Throckmorton, Texas.
Hi, Rebecca.
This is Julianne.
Hi, Julianne.
Hi, I'm from Williams Bay, Wisconsin.
Wonderful. Wisconsin, great.
Nice to see you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Thank you.
Caroline from Salt Lake.
Hi, Caroline from Salt Lake.
Hi, Donna.
Good to have you on with us, Caroline.
Thank you.
I'm Lola from Dallas.
And Lola, oh, good. Lola,
yeah, thank you, Donna. Deanna's still working. Otherwise, she says hi, and she appreciates the prayers for her,
I
too.
I know how these doctors have to work late.
Yeah. She said she'll try to get on later, probably by the end of the prayer group. But
great.
She's still working.
We appreciate any time that she can give.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hi, Donna. This is Leela from New York.
Hi, Leela. Leela's on our team.
Hi.
Yeah, I did, Deanna.
Donna, this is Vicki from El Paso.
Hi, Vicki. I'm so glad you're with us tonight.
Well, thank you.
Okay, make sure.
Well,
Donna. Just make sure, those of you who have spoken, that you hit *6 again when you got off. And Barbara, go ahead.
Okay. Well, as you can see, there we have people on the call tonight from all over. And if you would like to meet another person in your area who is like-minded, let us know. As you can see, we have contacts all over the U.S., and many people often feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. And if you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely. Or someone can call you if you prefer. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Leela, Donna, Dee, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Jennifer, Autumn, and, of course, me, Barbara. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, and pray with you and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna or me or any of the team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. I will share now the Heart Center mission and vision statement. Our mission: within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's love, wisdom, teachings throughout the earth. Our vision: we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and love as one. That was my cat knocked something down. Sorry about that. We are composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background: Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. We have a wonderful class tonight with Saint Germain and Dwyn Dabrowski, who actually lives in one of Saint Germain's favorite places. I suggest you have a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost about $5 more than a regular phone, and your hands are free, enabling you to walk around or to take notes, whatever. We will keep callers muted, as Donna has already done, to eliminate background noise. We have muted you, and you can unmute yourself by pressing *6 if you would like to share something at our sharing times, or if you cannot hear the class, please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through speaking, press *6 again, and you will be muted again. During our class, we may stop and allow questions or a brief sharing of experiences. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 3 minutes so we can finish the class on time. Then we will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 or 15 minutes longer when the class is over. And you're all invited to stay over at the end if you care to. Are there any other HeartShare members on tonight, team members besides Donna and me? Yes? No?
Yes, Leela's here.
Leela's here? Okay.
Dwyn is here? Until 10.
Uh-huh. And Dwyn is here? Okay. Dwyn,
Joyce.
Would you be willing? Joyce.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Would you be willing to give an opening invocation for our class tonight?
Yes.
Thank you.
In the name of the I Am That I Am and Holy Christ, Buddha Self, of each one on the call, we give our gratitude this night for our beloved Saint Germain's presence. We ask that you overshine each and every one of us. Raise up our consciousness that we may have a deeper understanding of your presence in the earth, of your violet flame and its mercy, forgiveness, and freedom qualities that we, in every part of life, are so desirous of manifesting within our lives. Help us understand and receive all the illumination that our souls require this evening, and to receive the maximum of your light and understanding and presence. We thank you and all the sponsoring masters who are with us this night. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Now we're going to have our breathing meditation. Leela is going to lead this part. Leela, go ahead.
You go ahead, Barbara.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Leela, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Now, everyone, please close your eyes and envision. Now, I'm sorry, Donna, I don't have the words to the breathing. Could I just put in my own words or?
Put in your own words. Do it just the way you might do it on your own.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so everyone, please close your eyes. Sit comfortably. If you're lying, lie flat on your back. If you're sitting, sit as straight as possible with your feet on the floor, knees slightly apart, and turn your palms upward. See yourself surrounded in complete white, bright, brilliant white light. And slowly, to the count of four, breathe in the white light. Breathe in, two, three, four, and hold the breath to a count of four. One, two, three, four, and breathe out to the count of four. Two, three, four. Again, breathe in, two, three, four, hold. Breathe out, two, three, four. Again, breathe in to the count of four, three, four,
and four, two. Out, two. Breathe normally, and now for the last time, when you're going to take a deep breath in, see yourself breathing in the white light. And when I say hold, see the white light going through your entire body, from your head down to your neck, to your arms, both arms to your fingertips, down your throat, your chest, your abdomen, and down to both legs to your feet. And when I say breathe out, you're going to breathe out a cloud. You're going to see a cloud come out. You will be breathing in white light. And all the negativity will be breathed out in a white cloud. For the last time, take a deep breath in to the count of four and see all the white light. Breathe in the white light. Two. Four and hold. See it enveloping all the cells of your body throughout your body. And breathe out all the negativity. White cloud. Breathe normally. Get yourself still enveloped in a bright white light. Open your eyes, and Barbara, you can take over.
Barbara, I'm going to mute everybody again because
okay.
It's a little bit. Everyone, hang on there, and we can get a better connection here.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
Okay. Tonight, share together a prayer with Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat it with me. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, oh God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, within us. To serve all life under their freedom in the light. Thank you. Amen.
There's one person who is not muted, so I'm going to do this one more time. Hold on. Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Okay, now we will sing this Ray of Light song to the tune of America the Beautiful, Oh Beautiful for Spacious Sky, or if you would rather, you can just listen, whatever, however you're comfortable. I'm going to go ahead and sing this to that tune, and you can follow along or just listen.
I am the flame of fearlessness, always blazing bright, which now descends to magnify freedom's holy light. I am the ray of fearlessness, blazing like a sun.
freedom ring throughout these blessed lands. And help us, Saint Germain, and torch off Cyclopia's bounds. As freedom, fearlessness, and truth entwine to free the soul, let God be served and man be charged with God's great love of all. Thank you. Okay, Donna, take it away.
Okay, here we go. We are now going to hear Saint Germain. This is a fantastic heart stream that he gave not all that many days ago, in fact, just in July. And it really should touch your heart, because we are living in a time in which many people are fearful. And one of the maneuvers of the dark forces is to make people fearful, because you know what happens when you're fearful? You are visualizing fearful things. And things that could come to you and be harmful. If you visualize them, you're giving them power to come and be destructive. And one of the most important things we can do is to know we are the ones with the power of God living in us, and the light of Saint Germain and all the masters and angels and cosmic beings working with God. We have that light, and there's nothing for us to fear. So, we'll now hear from Saint Germain, and I want you to keep that in mind. And I would also like for you to listen to the answers to the questions we put in our letter. The questions are, how is Saint Germain handling our future for enlightenment or freedom for all mankind? And what three things are essential in order for us to manifest freedom so that we and our planet will survive? And why is our soul freedom essential to have ultimate victory, to ascend? And who are the eight masters working in consonance to safeguard the light of freedom in the government through our efforts? And what must we do for them to succeed? The answers are all in this message from Saint Germain. See if you can find them. And here we go.
Friends of freedom worldwide, I am the Eternal One, Saint Germain. And I manifest the victory sense of a God identity, one with the eternal. Blessings and salutations to every heart friend within this and all true movements of light, worlds without end. On this Independence Day, celebrated in the United States of America, I come with a heart full of love for God, and love for humanity, and love for all that exists within the spirit-matter cosmos. Dearest ones, be present with God in your heart each day as you sublimate the human sense of identity outside of God, and accentuate and accept your God identity, one with the eternal. In this, you will know your freedom. In this, you can accept the four sacred freedoms fully and enjoy the fruits of your God identity as a conscious servitor of light. I am come in the living light of eternal freedom. It is your right, blessed one, to live in the light of God and to enjoy the fruits of the Spirit. That the Lord has made available to every life stream within the garden of eternality. Yes, when you understand your eternal nature, and there is the flowering of your divinity fully within your being. The light of freedom is yours to manifest in multifold ways. And the power, wisdom, and love vouchsafed to you from within your threefold flame may accentuate that which God has provided with the resource of your spiritual essence in a cosmic interplay of holy radiance. This day in America, you celebrate within the United States your Independence Day. Independence from what? From tyranny, from control, and from the influences of the nefarious ones. There is a disquieting energy of anti-freedom that has suffused itself within the greater aspect of life within America. This many of you know, and there is great concern among the Great White Brotherhood for that which is transpiring at many levels within your society, and the architects of darkness continue their strategies, even while we, the architects of light, project far into the future our plans for the enlightenment and freedom of all mankind.
Just briefly, I want to mention here, have you seen this occurring, what he's talking about, this disquieting energy? I'd just like to tell you quickly about a friend of mine who worked for the alcohol and drug and what do they call it, ATDF or one of those, the Bureau of one of those things. And he was doing quite well. He would have to go to all the different emergencies and things that would occur, like tsunamis and stuff like that, and recently went to New Orleans in case there was another big problem there. He all of a sudden got a notice that he had been let go, that he had been fired, actually. He couldn't understand why, because he was in great demand. The different chiefs in this organization really appreciated him, and he'd gotten all kinds of kudos and, awards and so forth. Then he found out. He found out that he'd been getting emails from some Tea Party members and from some members of, Liberation Group with Ron Paul. And that was not acceptable, so they fired him. Another situation you may want to be more aware of is what has happened in Cuba. I'm just going to tell you this briefly. The Castro regime arrested 100 or more men and women in a brutal crackdown on human rights activists and journalists. As the Cuban government interrogators told them, ideas have a price which you will now have to pay, quote unquote. In Stalinist-style trials, 75 were condemned to a total of more than 1,400 years in prison. Victor Arroyo, a 52-year-old journalist, was sentenced to 26 years. His crime? Buying toys for disadvantaged children with money from a Miami group and accepting an award from Human Rights Watch. Marcelo Cano Rodriguez, a 38-year-old physician, sentenced to 18 years in jail for maintaining ties to the humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders, which is set up here in the United States, and visiting prisoners and their families. Marcelo Manuel Lopez Banobra was sentenced to 15 years for being involved with an Amnesty International and other human rights groups. He was a 39-year-old tugboat captain, and he went into prison for 15 years. And having what the regime calls subversive labor-related books and magazines in his home brought Nelson Molinet Espino, a 38-year-old trade unionist, a term of 20 years, and for putting up pro-democracy posters on the street and not paying dues to the regime's labor union and having a copy of a Miami newspaper in his workplace, Felix Navarro Rodriguez, a 49-year-old journalist and educator, a teacher, was sentenced to 25 years in a Castro prison. So I thought I would just bring that up before we go further, because this is part of what St. Germain is referring to that could happen and is happening now.
This project that we collectively call America is a sacred mission of souls who have decided to work as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, toward the holy cause of world liberation and of soul freedom. You understand the context by which your soul freedom, essential for your ultimate victory, is there as an example for others who are inspired by your life to live also a life of giving glory to the One and of magnifying the Lord. When you live in the full integrity of the spirit of freedom, where you are, dearest one, that light is diffused throughout the I Am race in every nation. And in this, freedom is born again and again within the earth to those to whom it has been vouchsafed to shine forth that light and to manifest their destiny of light. Yes, there is a dark spirit that has moved in many fields to thwart our efforts, and yet we have our plans and long-term strategies. Some of these you have picked up on, and many of you have prepared yourselves in a number of ways to withstand the strong tides of the unillumined one, even as you safeguard the freedoms within your nation as best you are able through the channels provided unto you through the Constitution and the laws of the land, blessed ones. There has been an undercurrent of concern amongst many light bearers as what they see as the unraveling of certain of their inalienable rights. And dearest ones, the amount of taxation and burden upon the common man or woman because of what this government is enacting into law through your Congress is debilitating to the soul itself, and those who understand the nature of the outplaying of their life force, their life energies through their dharma and the fulfillment of their karma. When a system that was originally set up to safeguard the soul and its sacred journey through life becomes corroded and a socialistic overlay becomes the norm within the society, greater numbers of souls do not enter into the equation of light whereby They are fulfilling their dharma. And
very quickly, I would just like to tell you that the word dharma is referring to what we came here to do. It refers to our reason for being here.
And there is a great malaise that manifests as this burden upon the collective of the people. What is the way out? It is always enlightenment and teaching and the coordination of efforts by the conscious ones to move through the system set up to enact those laws which do safeguard the individual rights of man, woman, and child within this nation.
I want to tell you very quickly about a wonderful thing that has happened. There is a man named Mehran T. Kesh of the Kesh Foundation in Belgium. I believe he's a Jewish man, but he grew up in Iran, and he moved. He left that area. He went to school and became a doctor of nuclear science in university in London. Anyway, I was amazed to hear him talk recently, and he said that he now knows how to bring about the following changes on our planet by utilizing gravity and magnetic fields together. They've never been used together. They've only been used separately. But when he learned how to use them together, guess what he learned how to do? He learned how to have space travel without fuel. He learned the complete healing of all incurable diseases, things like ALS, MS, paralysis of all kinds, cancer, etc. In fact, he's taking applications from people now to cure them, and he has cured a number of them, and it's all been under the table. He knows how to run automobiles or any kind of vehicle without wheels or fuel as we know it. He knows how to supply plenty of food and nutrition for everyone. He knows how to supply plenty of water from anywhere at any time on the planet. He knows how to give people the ability to understand anybody speaking any language. Now, this is absolutely amazing, but it's been documented. He has a number of scientists and doctors working with him on it. And he's being very careful because he wants everybody on our planet to know about this and know how to do it. And so he's having conferences in Belgium, in a place where all of the country can, anybody can come, actually, but he's particularly inviting scientists from every country that will allow them to come and learn how to do these things. And the only place I know of where this happens is on our twin planet, Venus. And if you ever read the book, A Dweller on Two Planets, you read about Venus and how they could just think something and it would happen. And they learned how to do this. He has learned how, and he knows how to teach others. But he has to be very careful because the powers that be that are trying to run this planet and make the New World Order would not allow him to do this. So he's getting the word out. He's got books published. He's having conferences. He's getting people over there so that everybody will know, so that if anything happens to them, to him, it will be out there. The interesting thing is, I have his website if anybody's interested. You can contact me. But the interesting thing he states is that the greatest energy is love. And with this love and with what he's learned, we can do all these things. It's going to change the world, he says. And he says the energy of love and light will be so high that those who are here for greed and intolerable acts of violence will not be able to survive. So I hope you will pray for his protection.
If you could look back through the historical records of many past civilizations and see, dearest ones, how the Dark Ones have moved in very sinuous ways, serpentine in their mental alacrity, to very subtly, in a wily way, plan for the ultimate decimation of that light of freedom through the means provided them through the influences through their societies, you would see that there must be a great effort on the part of the light bearers to counteract these strategies. And it is done always through holy prayer, through revelation of what is occurring, and through a concerted and focused effort by those enlightened ones in your midst. When greed and the desire for power, control, and money becomes the norm within the leadership of any nation, there is the crumbling of the holy order of light. And this you see through the gridlock and the divisive ways that have manifested in your leadership as a whole in Washington, D.C. How, dearest ones, can we break the grip of nihilism?
Briefly, nihilism means traditional beliefs are unfounded, no purpose is in our existence, and moral values are questionable. That's what nihilism means. And that's what Saint Germain is concerned about.
That is now manifesting through the majority of your representatives. There are a number of light bearers and those who are fearless in their resolve to reveal what is transpiring behind locked doors, and as you would say, in smoke-filled rooms, where the planning for the unraveling of the very superstructure of freedom within America is continuing to occur. It will take greater fearlessness, and therefore I, Saint Germain, suggest that you begin a 33-day vigil, both to Cyclopea and to Ray of Light, to safeguard the light of freedom through the ray of fearlessness that can move through some who care not for self and who see themselves only as servitors of light and advocates of that freedom flame in America and worldwide. You see, dearest ones, this nation and her peoples are important for the ultimate destiny of the freedom of all souls of light upon earth. And when the light bearers in every nation stand for the truth and for the liberty and freedom of the soul, then you will begin to see a groundswell of support for our work in many domains. It begins with you and your own efforts to free yourself from all sense of limitation. And those points within your past and within your present, which are no longer suitable to manifest within your consciousness, for they are limiting, self-limiting, your ascent and your victory. Therefore, by the power of God invested within me, I send forth a ray of fearlessness into the earth, and specifically into the capital of this nation and the capitals of every state, the 50 within this nation. And this ray is an eternal light that will continue to beam forth from my causal body day and night, so long as there is some within this movement and within the summit, the bridge to freedom, the Saint Germain Foundation and others who invoke the light of the seventh ray through their violet fire calls, prayers, and decrees. Dearest ones, ray of light, NK17 and I, with Godfrey and Lotus, with Portia and Jesus, and Magda will work in consonance to safeguard the light of freedom those who can support our efforts through the Congress, through the Supreme Court, and even through the executive branch. This ray is a strong ray. It is a powerful action of eternal light that will expose the truth and expose the lie and bring forth, through that exposure, greater awareness to people as a whole within this and other nations. You must support this work, dearest ones, if you choose, by giving those calls to Real Light and to K-17 as often as you can, intermixed with calls to the violet light, when this occurs. And as you continue this vigil for 33 days, you will see change, transformation, and the ultimate effect will be that which, even now, I accept as fully complete through this alchemy of the Holy Spirit. Take responsibility for the light of freedom. Hold your own torch of victory high, as the Goddess of Liberty does this day. And as you watch the fireworks this night, be shining in the heavens, the rays of God, the light of God, the power, wisdom, and love of the Holy One, of all that is manifesting on behalf of the evolutions of light, worlds without end. Dearest ones, I am here for you. Portia provides opportunity for the light of justice to prevail in every situation. I remind you that you can always implore the Karmic Board, through my beloved, to bring forth justice in any situation that you observe that is not in accordance with the principles of light, the values of liberty, and the laws of the One. Yes! She hears your cries, and even though justice is blind in one sense, yet her ears are always perked up to listen to the cries of the righteous and those who support the light of freedom that I simply say is prevailing and will continue to prevail because some stand for that light with the allness of themselves. Giving, giving, giving each day through their calls, prayers, and holy meditations and light. Celebrate freedom within your soul first, and then outwardly in ways and means that are honorable to God and to fellow man and woman. Dearest ones, it is my joy and privilege to shine forth the light and the ray of freedom this day, wherever freedom and liberty are celebrated, where people remember the truth and the ways of the celebrants of the past who have laid that foundation through the giving of themselves fully unto the keeping of the fire of freedom within. Now my angels surround America as a whole, North, Central, and South, this entire portion of the Western Hemisphere, and there is an action of light whereby every child of God this day receives the ministration of this angel of freedom for the elevation of their soul, the liberation of their mind, the upliftment of their hearts, and the ennoblement of the I Am within them. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your presence and prayers and all that you give magnanimously on behalf of the light, I thank you.
Thank you, Saint Germain. So we see, in summarizing here,
friends of freedom worldwide.
Sorry.
I am the eternal one, Saint Germain. And I...
started all over again. So we see here in summarizing that we are going to be enlightened. This is a very important thing, he says. This is part of our making it, thriving. We are going to be enlightened by studying and being close to and talking to and listening to and becoming submerged in meditation upon the masters, getting to know them. And how do we do that? Well, one way is to address them daily. Another way is to, if you would like, to come to our home site, which is heartcenter.org, click on Media Center, then click on Songs and Prayers, and go down there and pick out some of these songs and prayers to the Violet Flame, and I would be glad to help you do this. And there's a wonderful one to Cyclopea, and now we have the one that I sent out to everybody on the Ray of Light that was written by one of our heart friends, saying that every day in prayerful meditation and great love to the Masters, gratefulness, thankfulness, and humility. So if you'd like to know more about how to do that and all of the services we offer you on our website, please contact me. Another thing is we need to realize that there are eight beings that he mentioned in here. I hope you heard him say them. Let's see if I can find them here really quickly. I've got the transcribed portion of this. Ray of Light, K-17, Saint Germain, Godfrey, Lotus, Portia, Jesus, and Magda. They're all working in consonance, he says, to safeguard the light of freedom. And how will they do it? Through us and the light and the prayers that we send them. That's a very important part of this. So the other thing you may want to do, he mentioned doing a regular calls to the Ray of Light and K-17 Encyclopedia. And if you would like to know more about doing these, you could do them for 33 days just like we've done in the past. If you would like to do that, contact me and I'll show you how to do it. And I can even do it with you. So contact me if you'd like to know more about that. We also have Portia, the goddess of justice, who is listening to our prayers when we hear of some kind of occurrence where an injustice has been done. And she will help. And she will answer those prayers according to the will of God. Now what we'd like to do this morning, this evening, is tell you a little bit more about Saint Germain. But first, I want to introduce you to a lady who knows a lot about Saint Germain. She happens to live in an area in California, Mount Shasta to be exact, that Saint Germain favors very much. He's been there often. There are a number of people that live in that area, partly because Saint Germain is prominent there and there's a lot of energy in that area. Gwen Dubrowski was born in Santa Barbara, California, where she was blessed to grow up and be a stay-at-home mother until her children entered school. She attended community college where she studied vocational nursing and enjoyed various aspects of nursing before the birth of her children and again after they entered school. Gwen took classes in body work, such as polarity, acupressure, and other modalities during her nursing profession days, and she attended two levels of Summit University, all about Saint Germain. After leaving California when her children entered college, Gwen moved to the state of Montana, basically to further her spiritual path, and she served there in a spiritual community as a macrobiotic cook, preparing food for especially for infants and children. Can you imagine how healthy those children are as a result? After living in Eugene, Oregon for about 8 years, Dwyn and her husband Ron felt drawn to come to Mount Shasta, California, and they offer teachings there on the Ascended Masters in their home, and they assist in broadcasting services for the Heart Center. And so now I'm introducing Dwyn to you, and I want her to tell you how she found the teachings and what kind of challenges she has had since that time, and then we're going to go right into Saint Germain. Go ahead, Dwyn. You'll have to hit star 6. Joanne, we're waiting for you. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Good evening, Heart Friends of Freedom. It's so good to be with you this evening. I came into the teachings via a dear soul who came to Santa Barbara all the way from New York to actually invite me to the Summit Lighthouse Teaching Center for a Violet Flame session. In fact, the Summit Lighthouse is where I met David Lewis 35 years ago. Violet Flame was the attraction and focus I felt gave me purpose and reason for being. I did not have a momentum on steady, so my spiritual path was perhaps imbalanced. As the years pass, I have found with more balance in the disciplines of study, I progress much faster. I had put a lot of emphasis on diet, although I did, I still had some health issues. The awareness of my soul and being aware of helping her through self-observance, EFT, and meditation have been very helpful, and it feels like I am having a whole new love affair with the violet flame at a new level. Concerning my challenges with my family in the past and not understanding or welcoming, you know, that they may have had some challenges with my being in the teachings, I think because I entered the path full force, and it was quite a change in my lifestyle 35 years ago, and I personally became very self-disciplined and felt too extreme to my family with my diet changes and my not desiring to hear certain music. And I had a tendency to tell other members of my family what would improve their life also. I am so grateful when I finally realized I was all I require doing is working on myself, loving unconditionally, and prayer time. I live with my husband here in Mount Shasta, where Rana and I actually met via a phone call when he was getting ready to move from Portland, Oregon, and he was inquiring about Eugene as a place to live. That was 11 years ago. He moved into the same apartment complex I was in, and we did outreach for the teachings of the Ascended Masters for 3 years before we married. I have a daughter in Eugene and a daughter in right across the Washington border and 5 grandchildren, and Ron has 2 daughters and 2 sons in Portland and 1 daughter in New York. Ron has 5 grandchildren in Portland and 2 more on the way right now. So we share our beautiful families together. We are grateful for our opportunity to share life, love, and learning together as our marriage provides a unique platform for initiation and growth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Duane. And Duane, what I would like to ask you now is, I know that you live in a place that Saint Germain was honored, and we are honoring him tonight. And so could you give us a brief introduction to what Saint Germain is all about?
Yes. Saint Germain is the god of freedom, ritual, mercy, and forgiveness. The goal of his embodiments has always been to liberate the children of the light. He stands for freedom of the mind and spirit, freedom from all forms of oppression, freedom from state interference in matters of scientific investigation, healing arts, spiritual searching. He stands for principles of liberty and equal opportunity for all to live according to our highest conception of God. And just to tell you a few things about what he has done since his ascension, in 1875, from the ascended state, Saint Germain assisted with the founding and developing of the Theosophical Society in India, which is now in the United States as well. He sponsored the Bridge to Freedom, an organization that promoted the Master's teachings. And in the 30s, Saint Germain, whose name, holy name, means holy brother, contacted Godfrey Ballard, an incarnation of George Washington, in August of 1930 on Mount Shasta, California, and trained him as a messenger. Using the pen name Godfrey Ray King, he released The Foundation of St. Germain's Instruction for the New Age in the books Unveiled Mysteries, The Magic Presence, and the I Am Discourses. And in 1961, Saint Germain contacted Mark L. Prophet and eventually Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And with whom he worked until their ascension, delivering the teachings of the New Age. For Saint Germain is spoken of as the seventh angel in the of the seventh ray in Revelation 10:7, and I will quote. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, he shall begin to sound the mystery of God. He shall begin to sound. The mystery of God shall be finished, as hath declared to his servants the prophets. And as progressive revelation moves forward, Saint Germain continues to release his messages for the Golden Age through spiritual teacher and amanuensis David Christopher Lewis. As the master of the Aquarian Age and Chowan of the Seventh Ray, Saint Germain has been given the mantle to direct the consciousness of mankind for this 2,000-year period. Just as Jesus had the 2,000-year period in the Piscean Age, Saint Germain has a torch for the Aquarian Age. And having received the dispensation from the Lords of Karma, an opportunity to release the knowledge of the violet flame to the masses, his plan for bringing freedom to the souls on this earth by transmuting karma from thousands of years is the biggest boon we could receive. Saint Germain's teachings on alchemy and all he has delivered are key for our soul freedom.
Wow, that is a mouthful. That is wonderful. Thank you so much for that information. But I would also like to ask you, Duane, what do you think are some of Saint Germain's most famous embodiments?
Well, going back as far as 50,000 to 70,000 years ago, he ruled then a fertile country where the Sahara Desert now is, and enjoyed great peace and happiness, prosperity. He lived in supreme justice and wisdom by light. His empire reached a height of beauty and perfection. And in Unveiled Mysteries, Guy Ballard shares Saint Germain's story of this Golden Age civilization and its decline as a portion of the people became more interested in temporary pleasures. Now, the next one that we're aware of is as a high priest on Atlantis 13,000 years ago. He had several embodiments on Atlantis. And as a high priest of the Violet Flame Temple, his invocation sustained a fountain of violet flame that some could see and feel. And the healing vibrations of this flame could set people free from binding conditions of body, mind, and soul. And actually, Jesus was there too. Now, as Samuel, the prophet to the Israelites in 1050 B.C., he was the religious leader in Israel who served as prophet, priest, and the last of the Hebrew judges. And you can go to the scripture 1 Samuel 3:1-21 and 4:1 and receive some more on that. Now, we all know Saint Joseph, Jesus, the father of Jesus, and we know basically what little has been revealed, but a lot more is coming forth, and you can find excerpts from memoirs of beloved Mary, mother of Jesus. And this is published by the Thomas Prince. It's really a real delight. And then St. Alban, he's actually the first of the Christian martyrs in Britain that is, I believe, documented. And that was 300 A.D. Most of us have heard of Merlin, the 5th century Briton magician and counselor at King Arthur's Camelot, who inspired the establishment of the Order of the Knights of the Round Table. And he was really quite an assistant to King Arthur. Roger Bacon, 1220-1292 AD, in England. He was a philosopher, educational reformer, and experimental scientist, and a forerunner of modern science, renowned for his exhaustive investigations into alchemy, optics, mathematics, and languages, and organizer behind the scenes for the secret societies of Germany, in Germany, in the late 14th and 15th centuries. And, of course, we all know about Christopher Columbus, 1451-1506, felt that the words of the prophet Isaiah recorded in 732 B.C. referred to his discovery of the New World. The prophecy stated, God will recover the remnant of his people and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. It's such an amazing embodiment. Francis Bacon, he created a secret society, the Knights of the Helmet, whose goal it was to advance learning by expanding the English language. Bacon was the greatest literary genius of the Western world and became an attorney and the highest judge of the law. He was a statesman, had a gift of persuasion. His political ideas undergird Western civilization. He founded Freemasonry, an organization dedicated to the freedom and enlightenment of mankind. Freemasons played a major role in the founding of America. The Rosicrucians descended from Bacon's secret society. He began a scientific revolution. He is called the father of inductive reasoning and scientific method, which are responsible for the age of technology in which we now live. He oversaw the translation of the King James Bible, supported the colonization of the New World. He made his ascension May 1st, 1684.
And Dwayne, let me ask you this. Isn't there a theory out there, it's getting stronger and stronger, that Francis Bacon was really the person who is called William Shakespeare today?
Well, actually, he, along with the helmet, the that society,
the
Knights of the Helmet,
mm-hmm.
they together worked, and but he actually, it was his pen name. I mean, he was the major one who brought forth the Shakespearean plays, and the one who actually had the name was, it was just, I think he did not want that attention coming to himself, he was actually the author.
Right, right,
yes.
Because those plays were, had a lot of political meanings in them.
Exactly.
And he didn't want to have them stopped.
Right. And then his Le Comte de Saint-Germain in the 1700s and 1800s, by special dispensation from the Lords of Karma, he was able to return to Earth in a physical body. This is very unusual. And he was called the Wonder Man of Europe. He attempted to assist King Louis XV by going on secret missions for the king. He was very much admired by the French king. His goal was to prevent the French Revolution and assist in the smooth transition from monarchy to a republic form of government and to establish a United States of Europe. He thrilled the royalty and the courts. He did all kinds of things that really amazed them by removing flaws from diamonds, disappearing into thin air, writing poetry with both hands simultaneously, speaking many languages fluently, thoroughly knowledgeable of any subject, and playing the violin and other instruments flawlessly. He painted works of superior beauty and perfection. He did not succeed in convincing them, and the French Revolution exploded onto the scene. He sponsored Napoleon in a final attempt to unite the European countries, and Napoleon became power-hungry, and Saint-Germain's final attempt was aborted. He was the inspiration behind the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And if you you can see, learn more of this if you read the book, The Great White Brotherhood by Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
Yeah, that's right. That's an excellent source. I'd like to ask you now, going along on our freedom, why did the founders of our country want the powers of the government to flow from the bottom up rather than from the top down? Do you think Saint-Germain might have influenced their thoughts?
Oh, well, Jefferson stated that a political unit governs best which governs least. And in other words, the services which the people need from government are relatively simple. And when circumstances are normal, the people like to conduct their affairs with as little interference from the government as possible. Consequently, in the founder's original plan for a happy and prosperous society, the functions of government were designed to be relatively simple and remarkably cheap. And I'm sure that Saint Germain has had a hand in this and always bringing forth the wiser decisions. And he's overshining those when our government today and certainly did our founders.
In that case, Duane, let me ask you this. Why do you think that we have such a complicated and expensive government today?
Well, I think it's because the professional politicians learned that in a war or depression or a serious crisis, the people will endure higher taxes and a far greater concentration of authority on the higher levels of government. Certain politicians, therefore, set out to exploit every emergency as an excuse for the acquiring of more power. During most of the 20th century, ambitious politicians trumpeted the message that the government can solve practically all problems better than the people. Today, as a result, Americans are being literally programmed to the nth degree, and taxes have skyrocketed.
Do you have any examples of how this has happened in history?
Well, you know, there's one example of a woman by the name of Kitty Werthmann, and she's 85 years old. She was born in Austria, and she tells her story. And I'd like to share a little bit of it. I don't have the full story, but I'd like to share portions of it. And I'll just speak as though it's her speaking. And I believe that I am an eyewitness to history. I cannot tell you that Hitler took Austria by guns, tanks, and guns. It would destroy history. I elected him. We elected him by a landslide, 98% of the vote. I've never read that in any American publications. Everyone thinks that Hitler just rolled in with his tanks and took Austria by force. In 1938, Austria was in deep depression. Nearly one-third of our workforce was unemployed. We had 25% inflation and 25% bank loans interest rates. There simply weren't any jobs. The Communist Party and the National Socialist Party were fighting each other. We, the people, became desperate and petitioned the government to let them decide what government, what kind of government they wanted. We looked to our neighbor on the north, Germany, where Hitler had been in power since 1933. We had been told that they didn't have unemployment or crime. We were led to believe that everyone was happy. 98% of the population voted to annex Austria to Germany and have Hitler for our ruler. The new government opened up a big kitchen fields, and everyone was fed. After the election, 3 or 4 weeks later, everyone was employed. The government made sure that a lot of work was created through the Public Works Service. Hitler targets education, eliminates religious instruction for children. Our education was nationalized. The first 2 hours consisted of political indoctrination. The rest of the day had sports. My mother was very unhappy when the next term started. She took me out of public school and put me in a convent so that I wasn't exposed to that kind of humanistic philosophy. Equal rights hits home. In 1939, the war started and a food bank was established. All food was rationed and could only be purchased using food stamps. At the same time, a full employment law was passed, which meant if you didn't work, you didn't get a ration card. And if you didn't get a ration card, you starved. Soon after this, the draft was implemented. It was compulsory for young people, male and female. They were trained to be anti-craft gunners and participated in the Signal Corps. Hitler restructured the family through daycare. When the mothers had to go out into the workforce, the government immediately established child care centers. You could take your children ages 4 weeks to school and leave them there round the clock 7 days a week under the total care of the government. Before Hitler, we had very good medical care. After, it was non-functional. As for health care, our tax rates went up 80% of our income. All daycare and education were free. High schools were taken over by the government, and college tuition was subsidized. Everyone was entitled to free handouts such as food, stamps, clothing, and housing. Free enterprise was essentially abolished. We had a planning agency specially designed for farmers. The agents could go to the farms, count their livestock, then tell the farmers what to produce and how to produce it. Next came gun registration. Then outlawing them. No more freedom of speech. Totalitarianism didn't come quickly. It took 5 years from 1938 until 1943 to realize full dictatorship in Austria. After World War II, Russian troops occupied Austria. It's true. Those of us who sailed past the Statue of Liberty came to a country of unbelievable freedom and opportunity. America truly is the greatest country in the world. Don't let freedom slip away. After America, there is no place to go. Thank you.
Wow.
Now, if you desire to hear more of Kitty Withman, you can Google her, and also you can see a number of articles and videos. And there's one other thing that I'd like to bring to your attention, and that is if you Google 101 constitutional questions, you can find 101 questions that could be asked to a senator or anyone in government to find out where they stand, whether or not they support the Constitution or not. And it's a really very easy way, I think, to learn the Constitution, a lot of the Constitution, just by going through these questions, and it really is very enlightening.
What is that called again?
If you go to 101 constitutional questions, 101 constitutional questions, it'll on Google, it'll take you to the website.
101 constitutional questions.
Yes.
Google that. That's wonderful.
Yes.
I did go there and look at those, and I was dumbfounded. It makes the Constitution very understandable.
Right.
Yeah. Would you do you happen to have a quote or anything you'd like to conclude with tonight by Jane?
Yes. By right choices, man and woman establish their position in hierarchy. By choosing to be free in the magnificent will of God, I won my freedom from that mortal round of incarnations and justifications of an existence outside the one. I won my freedom by that flame, that keynote of the Aquarian cycle traced by alchemists of old, that purple elixir the saints do hold. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dwyn. That was wonderful. Appreciated that. Now what we're going to do, to seal the class right now, and I would like to have somebody seal it for us. Are there any other members of our HeartShare team with us tonight that could seal the class? If not, I'll just seal it. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we thank Germaine. We thank you that Saint Germaine is here with us, rooting for us, that he has sent us the fearlessness flame into our hearts, into our lives, and all over the important parts of this country and this planet. And we thank you for the 8 of them that are working together in consonance that he mentioned to help us and there to see that we make it. We thank you that we have all the help available to us if we will just offer it, our prayers and our allegiance and our songs and our calls back to Saint Germaine and the Masters in the name of Almighty God, that they may use our light to do what is so essential in this day and age. And we thank you, beloved ones, that the light is so much closer now and so much more abundant and available to us than it ever has been
has been before, even more than it was yesterday. Help us to realize this and utilize this light for your glory in rescuing this planet and fulfilling our reason for being here, even on this very teleclass, to hear these things and to do them. Amen. Okay, anybody who has prayer requests tonight, hit star 6. Tell me your name and what you request.
Donna?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee. Would you just say prayers for Kidney and that everything goes well for us? And also pray for my sister-in-law. She's doing very good, but it's still very sad where my brother has passed away.
Right. So your sister-in-law is going through a period of grieving and recouping from all of this.
Yes.
What's your name again?
Shirley.
Shirley.
Adams. Shirley Adams.
Hmm? Shirley Adams.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then up there for Amalia and James, please.
Amalia and James.
Thank you.
I have that down, Amalia.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Who else? Just hit star.
Hi, it's Lola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for a lovely session today and all the heart friends who helped as well. I would like to ask all of you for my sister, Shola. I think she's on the line. She has been having a lot of trouble with her asthma, and she lives in New York, and the air quality's really bad. And also pray for my patients. Some of them are having a difficult time understanding what's going on, and pray for me to help them understand and not get confused and, you know, actually get better. And also for Diana and her family and Diana's goals, pray for her as well. She's been working really hard.
I will do that. We will do that. Ola.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Don't forget to hit star 6 when you get off, everyone.
Donna, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Please pray for my husband, Philip, and myself for us to find ways to increase our income for our business, for Warp 9 Computers, and in whatever way God desires us to do for so we can meet our expenses. Thank you.
Okay. Got it down. Anyone else? Caroline, are you there? Burdette?
I like prayers for Treva Bell.
For Isabel?
Treva Bell.
Oh, Treva.
She has problems with hypertension, having problems swallowing, and overactive parathyroid.
But, okay, there, that's better. Okay. We also have some prayer requests. I'm looking for it here. Let's see.
Joyce?
Yes, Joyce, go ahead.
I would like prayers for my daughter who is in the hospital this evening. Since yesterday, I guess it's some kind of an infection and then diverticulitis. And she'll probably have to have a colonoscopy. But and also for the spiritual situation.
For what situation?
Spiritual situation.
That we have ongoing.
Okay. I have a son-in-law who is kind of controlling.
Okay.
Likes to control her, and it causes problems.
Got it, Joyce. Okay. Do we have any more prayer requests?
Oh, yeah, Donna, I'm sorry to add this. I forgot to, this is Lola. Yeah, I forgot to add, thank all of you. Your prayers have helped Nick. He's gotten work, and he seems he's doing better, and he's doing better with his health. He had a had to have open heart surgery last year, but he's doing a lot better, and he's actually getting work. She'll always ask all of you to pray, and it's worked. And we're all doing better bit by bit. It's been difficult, but I want to thank you all for the prayers. And the prayers. Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
Yeah, I got Nick down there. Great, thanks.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to put down Stephen Van and his wife, Sylvie. This was a request that came earlier. And anybody else?
Did the prayer request for Treva Bell come through?
Not the one for Treva Bell, yes.
Okay.
We're praying for this high blood pressure that she's dealing with, for her difficulty swallowing, and for her parathyroid situation.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank God.
Any other prayer requests tonight?
Donna, this is Caroline.
Yes, Caroline.
This is Rebecca, and I was just wondering what happened to that Carol we were praying for, the one that had cancer.
Oh, well, hang on a minute here. We got Caroline on the line.
Oh,
go ahead,
okay.
Caroline.
Would you pray that, I don't know where Annie is. Would
okay.
you pray that she'll be contacting me soon, and so that, you know, I'll know where she is and what I need to do?
Okay.
And,
did she come back? Is she
pardon?
Here? Or is she in Hawaii, or was she in Hawaii, and do you know whether she's there or here?
I don't know.
Okay. So that's your daughter, Annie.
Yeah.
And I just
mm-hmm.
want everybody to know that we'll be praying with me for Annie, Caroline's daughter. Annie has had problems with addictions in the past and with losing her children and just a lot of difficulties and challenges. So that's Annie. Annie, should we call her Annie Brewer or Annie Burdett?
Annie Burdett. And then,
right.
you know, just pray that the kids are with her and that they're all safe.
Okay, I've got the kids.
Because she did have the kids.
Oh, okay, she got them? Good.
Well, they kind of, when they found out they weren't going to get any money, they just gave them back.
Ah, okay.
So, and then if you would pray for a really beautiful lady, Diane, she's in her last stages of cancer. She's bedridden, and her family is kind of not very cohesive. And if you can pray that they'll be cohesive for her for the last part and just come together and let her know that she can be peaceful now.
Okay. I will pray for Diane in these last stages.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Any other prayer requests tonight? Okay, Barbara, if you're still there, and Dwen, if you're there, and if there's anybody else that's still there on our HeartShare team, I'd like to divide these up. So, Barbara, if you can answer so I'll know
Hi.
That you're there.
Whoops. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to give you Lee Lippert. She would like you to pray for her and her husband and the challenges that they're having. I know her husband has a number. Both of them have physical challenges. And for her sister-in-law, Shirley Adams, who is getting over the loss of her husband, Ralph Adams. And if you would also pray for
Hi.
Okay, here we go again. And Barbara, if you would also take Amalia and James of Las Vegas. Just pray for their well-being and for them to be in the will of God. And one more request I'm going to give you, Barbara, is for Doctors Lola and Dr. Diana. I'm just going to call them by their first name right now because it'll be easier for you to remember. But Lola and Diana, for their patience, for their well-being and protection. And then I'll take their sister, Shola, and Nick. And then I'm going to take Barbara and Philip, and I will take Treva and Joyce. And Leela, is Leela there or Dwyn? If either of you are there, could you hit star six?
I'm here, Dwyn.
Okay. Is this Dwyn?
Yes.
Dwyn, could you pray for Stephen Van and his wife, Selby, who are separating, and it's taking a toll on their children, their two children, Sophie and Sebastian. And if you could also pray for Mariana Mitchell, who is Olive Mitchell's mother. She's been admitted to the Montefiore Hospital in the Bronx.
I didn't get that. Get the first name.
Mariana Mitchell. She's Olive Mitchell's mom.
Okay.
She's in a hospital in the Bronx with a very rapid heartbeat, tachycardia.
Okay.
And if you could pray for Caroline, who just was on just a minute ago, for her daughter, Annie. She doesn't know where Annie is.
Right.
She thinks that Annie has the two children, but she would really like to have contact with her and be able to care for them all.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll take the lady that she mentioned named Diane. So, Barbara, if you'll go ahead and start, we will let you lead the way. And then I'll come on after that, and then Dwyn can come on after that. Are you there, Barbara? We can't hear you.
Okay, you had muted everybody again, and I didn't realize that. Sorry.
I know. I have traffic doing that.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael and all the healing angels, to beloved Lady Master Meta, to beloved Servatus and your twin flame, Hilarion, to beloved Cyclopean and Virginia, to surround Amalia and James of Las Vegas in emerald green healing light for their well-being, for their comfort, for their guidance, for just their sustenance at every level of their beings. Seal them in light, 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 and let their lives be a glory to you, O Lord. I also give thanks to the wonderful doctors, Dr. Lola and Dr. Diana, these marvelous sisters who do so much good for so many people in the Dallas area. We pray for their patients, each and every one, that they be touched by the angels, that they be guided to be responsible for their health and to listen to the guidance of these two wonderful doctors, and to not be confused, but to be clear, to be accepting of instruction, and to just to flourish and thrive, and to contact their own divine selves and to grow in the light. We are so grateful for this family and all that they do. Thank you, thank you, thank you, dear God. Amen.
We also pray for Lee Lippert and her husband, Ted, and also for Shirley Adams, who is getting over the loss of her husband, Ralph Adams.
Okay. We call to the comfort angels to surround Shirley Adams to help her feel close to her husband who has passed, to realize that, that death is just another doorway, and to find meaning and hope in her life, help her find new interests, new connections that will give her encouragement, that will give her purpose in her life now, so that she can move forward and find new ways to serve life and to be happy. We pray for Lee Lippert, for all her needs, whatever they may be, dear Lord, to raise her up, raise her up, raise her up into the light, and to be used by you for your purposes today and every day. Amen.
Thank you. And Father, in the name of the Father, Mother, Son, and Daughter, and all of the angels of heaven and all of the masters who are here to heal and help and love us, we call today, tonight, for Shola, help her to know what to do about her asthma, help her to come under a great sense of healing and peace and joy and harmony despite the asthma, and help, we pray for the air situation in New York City. We know this is a trial for anybody with asthma. We also thank you for Nick, who has gotten work and who had open heart surgery last year. We thank you that he's doing well, that he's got this new job. We pray that it will be very fulfilling for him in every way, and that Nick and Shola will find all that they need to do and do it joyfully. We pray today for Barbara and Philip Gabbard. We pray for them to find ways to increase their income with their Warp 9 computer business. Help them do well. Help them help a lot of. We pray that a lot of people will find out about their business and be excited about it and be overjoyed with the help that Philip offers them daily and for his availability to show them what they need in order to learn. We thank you for the students he has, and we pray that he'll get many more students too. We thank you tonight that Treva Bell is back home. We pray for the control of her blood pressure. We pray for the healing of her blood pressure and of her challenge and difficulty in swallowing. We pray for her for her parathyroid to get balanced and come into alignment with what her body needs at this time. And we pray for just the total healing, peace, joy, and comfort of Treva Bell. May she have a wonderful night's sleep tonight, and may her soul experience the highest delight in being with the angels as she sleeps. And we pray right now also for Caroline Burdett's friend, Diane, who's in the last stages of cancer. We pray for her peace and joy and comfort at this time, and for her to learn those things that her soul needs to learn from this whole wonderful experience. And for all people that we have had on our prayer list in the past months, Carol and others that have had cancer, we pray for their healing, for those that are with us still. And we pray for great joy for those who have transcended or ascended. May they have great peace and joy and harmony. We pray for this for Minerva, who passed from this physical life a few months ago. And we just thank you for Minerva, knowing that she is there with us in spirit even right now during our class, and for her love that she sends out to us when we have our classes and at all times. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Do I have the last three or last four? Four.
Let's see. It.
Mary.
Stephen Bannon, Wyatt
okay,
Selby.
Okay, okay.
Marianna it. Mitchell.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Caroline and her Caroline's daughter, Annie Burdett.
Okay.
And
Diane.
You just gave? Yeah, I just did Diane.
You just did. That's what I thought. Okay. In the name of the I Am That I Am and my Holy Christ Buddhist self, I call from Circumment of... Steve Van, his wife Sylvie. I call for the angels of peace and cooperation and love to work through them, that they may have the appreciation and freedom from any sense of struggle or lack of that they may absolutely be in peace with what they are choosing to do. And I call for their children, Sophie and Sebastian, to just be bathed in holy light holy protection and peace and love, and that they may not be, that they be fully cared for by the angels and for those angels in embodiment that can give them the security and the wholeness that their souls require, and not feeling the, or at least not suffering from the separation that is taking place within their household. We call for angels to encircle all of them, that they may have the love and the peace and a new understanding perhaps that they've never had before, and greater appreciation for the souls of each other. I call on the circumcision of Carolyn, and I ask for her peace, and that her daughter, Annie Burbeck, make contact with her, and that Annie receive the care, the instruction, the support that she requires, her soul requires, at a level where that she can relate to, that she can receive, be open to receiving healing and a desire for healing and balance and a freedom from all addictions. We call for her children, that her children may be absolutely taken up by the love ray and the protection and the sealing, and that they may receive in their physical, mental, emotional, spiritual beings all the support that they require in that situation. Bring them friends to give them comfort and support, and all of them, that they all may be lifted up from all sense of burden to what is happening within their lives, and a redirection and a healing as much as the law will allow. And we call for Mariana Mitchell, Olive Mitchell's mom. We call for comfort for Olive Mitchell as well, and that the angels of peace be surrounding Mariana, that her heart may find a stable, peaceful, loving abode within her body temple, and feel the comfort flame of the angels of love and protection and healing around her. We call for the all-seeing eye of God to work through the doctors, and that she receive on whatever level she is requiring that mercy, grace, and healing can manifest in God's perfect holy will, wisdom, and love. And I call this for all these souls. Amen.
Okay, I forgot one person here that I want to pray for. I'd like to call beloved masters, beloved Mother Mary, and all the healing angels in the name of Almighty God for Joyce Saxon and for her daughter, Margie, who's in the hospital with an infection and diverticulitis and may have to have a colonoscopy. We pray for the spiritual situations involved in this family that are a challenge and can seem scary, and pray that Joyce would be lifted up and joyful, knowing that God is in control of all of this. We pray regarding the controlling son-in-law who has seemed to bring problems into the family also, that he will be taken over by the light, and that he will be still when he needs to be still, and his soul would be open to receiving spiritual help at this time. And for all of these requests that we see here tonight, all of these people with the needs that we know, we hold up our hands and we see their pictures in our mind, and we send them light and love, and we send them the Holy Spirit. And now we seal this whole prayer session in the light of Almighty God, and we say, let there be light, let there be love,
Thank you, Almighty God. We love you. We're sorry for our errors. Please forgive us. We are grateful and thankful this night. Amen. Okay, everybody, that's it. And our next class is going to be on October 25th, and we'll be getting in touch with all of you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Donna, for the words about my mother. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Good night,
everybody. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Donna, and love and life to all of us, all of you.
Yeah.
Good night.
Oh, bye.
Barb. Hello. Barb.
Yep. Yes.
This is good. This is Rebecca, and I just would like to know your phone number and where you live.
Well, my phone number is still 972-768-8319. That's my cell phone.
Wait a minute now. Would you run that by me again?
Sure. 972-768-8319.
Okay. All right. And your home land phone?
Don't have one.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you live at, Canyon?
Pardon? No, we're still in Dallas.
You're still in Dallas?
Yeah,
I thought you moved.
Well, we were going to, but the investor for our business had a heart attack and died, and the deal didn't get completed before he died, so we don't have any money to do that right now. So we're
Are you still
here.
In the same place?
No, we moved into our to Philip Jr.'s house.
Okay.
Our house was sold.
Uh-huh. Well, are you heading to Colorado, if possible?
Maybe next year sometime, we don't know.
Okay, well, I was just
questions at this point
wanting to talk to you once in a while, so
okay.
I'll pray for a solution for you.
Well, thank you, darling.
Maybe this is where you're supposed to be.
We're just working the business here as best we can, so until we get pointed in another direction, we're going to stay here, I guess, for a while.
All right. Well, least I know. I appreciate you as a person, and I just pray God's blessing on you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we have lots of little compensations, that's for sure. And, of course, Mr. Phil and I always have each other, which is a tremendous thing. So we have lots of good stuff going on. Like I tell people, I'm a very wealthy woman. We just have a little cash flow problem from time to time, but we have all that we require, God provides for us. So we don't always see where it's coming from, but we're still here. So that's good.
All right. Well, are you going to the conference? In Lake Titicaca?
No.
How about Barb? Bob, Donna, are you?
Yes, Donna is going on the pilgrimage. Yes.
Yes.
She already hung up.
I just pray I'll have some money to send somebody a little bit.
Well,
like $5 at a time.
You can donate to the pilgrimage fund through the Heart Center. That would be wonderful. Yeah, anything that you can contribute will be definitely put to good use.
Well, I'll have to get myself busy to get some more stuff sold or something so I can contribute. I've been concerned about, not having
contributed enough. Anyway, I pray God bless you exceedingly. And
thank
all
you.
These friends on the teleconference. Love
you,
Barb.
Love
you
too, Rebecca.
God bless everybody, and good night.
Good night, dear heart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.